News Talk 1620 WTAW. Brian, voters are being asked to sign a petition for the November election involving the process of electing council members. Currently, all Brian voters decide on the mayor and one at-large council member. Five remaining council members live inside specific districts and are voted on only by those living inside their particular district. A petition drive has started that would allow a citywide vote for each district. Business owner Bobby Gutierrez emphasizes there will still be five single-member districts.
Absolutely want to keep our single member districts. I think it's imperative that we keep the single member districts so we can have them voting on their issues that they have within their SMD. But I would really like to transfer that over to at-large voting for all the council positions. So now you have every councilman accountable to everybody in town, not just their SMD. Now they have to make decisions that are also good for the city and good for their SMD, not just special interests on theirs. The reason this all came about is we had one of the councilmen come on record and state that I will not vote for anything at all unless it benefits single member district one or two. And I don't know if anybody's been watching. I watch this all the time. I mean, I watch the council meetings. I see what's going on. I try to get involved and stay involved in our community, but that's not serving our town. That's not even serving their single member district when things happen as that way. You know, there is always something that can benefit a single-member district that everybody would get involved with. But at the same time, if it's not right for the town, then it's not the right thing to do.
And so who got together? Apparently you're not the only person who's interested in seeing this happen.
Well, you know, there's been several of us that have gotten together, myself, and then, you know, obviously you talked to Mr. Hardiman. We kind of have got together and decided we wanted to do something about this and start this and hopefully let the citizens vote and let the citizens see if this is something they want to do. I mean, it makes it fair for everybody. This will make sure that we don't have the voter apathy that we've had in the past when you can have, you know, one councilman get elected literally by one vote and you have 150 people that vote in that, you know, SMD that's representing 20% of the vote of our council. And we have 80,000 people in town. So then you have two of them that have stated they're not going to vote for anything unless it benefits them. Now, I happen to live in the SMD 3, but I live on the border of 3 and 2. And my home, my neighborhood, it more aligns itself with SMD 2, with the neighborhood that I live in and everything else. And I just don't think that the citizens and everybody in town should be held hostage by, you know, something like this. I think with this thing here, if we can get everybody voting across the board, we will have better candidates. You know, we will have better candidates who can be involved in the community, will be involved in the decision-making of the whole town.
And again, emphasizing you're still going to have five council members who are going to reside within that particular district.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think that's the only way. This gives us the best of both worlds. You know, I don't think we could ever do everything at large because then you would have some disparity and everything else. But you know, single-member district with at-large voting will promote the best candidates, will promote the best, you know, conversation between the councilmen and councilwomen. It'll help the city. It should help the city.
How many petition signatures are you after, and how much time do you have?
Well, we'd like to be able to present that to go on the ballot for November, so we have, you know, probably, I think, until the first or middle of next month. We have several hundred. This is kind of a... It's all been new to me, so I haven't been able to get with anybody, and my phone has been ringing off the wall. I don't know the exact numbers of what we have, but we've been doing very good. Everybody, pretty much almost 100% that we've told them about, have talked to them and presented this to, have signed it. There's just not a whole lot of downfall to this. Now, I can understand if you're one of those 150 that are voting in one district, I can understand where you would think there would be some downfall for you. But, you know, we've had some people come from that district and talk to me this morning. And I said, you know, these are good, qualified people. Why aren't you running? You're a candidate that everybody could get behind. You're a candidate that everybody could do something with, and this is what we need. This is what we're looking for.
Where does one go to find a petition or have somebody have a petition delivered?
Well, obviously, my phone has been blowing up. You could call me here at the tire store. House of Tires is one place you can sign. We have several other places around town, and we have people that are, you know, actually actively, you know, spreading it around and, you know, giving it to people.
So at least the starting point then is to contact your store then.
Yes, sir.
What kind of questions people have had so far? Has it been the question of, I don't want to give up having the single-member districts?
Well, the first part was that, you know, they absolutely thought that, you know, we want it all at large, which is not the case. We want to keep the single-member districts. We want to keep that, you know, diversity within it, because everybody, when you come from your district, you want to protect that district, but at the same time, you're still accountable to the whole town.
And that's been the main question?
Yes, sir.
Again, comments from business owner Bobby Gutierrez. You can find a copy of the proposed charter amendment online at WTAW.com. More information is available by contacting Bobby at his business, House of Tires in Bryan. This is News Talk 1620 WTAW.